This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. intelligence officials say Iran is responsible for threatening emails sent to voters in multiple battleground states demanding votes for U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Some of the emails were purported to have been sent by the neo-fascist group, the Proud Boys, telling voters they'd come after them if they didn't vote for President Trump. Without discussing specifics, the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, says the motive was to discredit the president.
These actions are desperate attempts by desperate adversaries.
The intelligence community investigated and found the source, Iran. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
You should be confident that your vote counts.
The officials also announced that Iran and Russia have obtained voter registration data, although it is publicly accessible. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
LGBTQ Catholics and their allies in the U.S. are welcoming Pope Francis's endorsement of same-sex civil unions. First time he's done so as Pope, but some prominent Catholics say that he is blatantly contradicting church teachings. Among them is the Bishop of Providence, Rhode Island, who says the church cannot support what he calls immoral relationships. In contrast, the head of a ministry representing LGBTQ Catholics hails what he calls a historic shift for a church that has a record of persecuting gays. The Pope's remarks came in a long feature-length documentary called Francesco that premiered Wednesday at the Rome's Film Festival. Democrats on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee say they will boycott a vote scheduled for Thursday on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to fill the U.S. Supreme Court. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Obama made his appearance on the campaign trail Wednesday for Democrats. In a tight race with President Donald Trump in crucial states 13 days before the November 3rd election. The former president spoke in Philadelphia saying there is no excuse for the Trump administration's poor response to the coronavirus pandemic.
We literally left this White House a pandemic playbook that would have shown them how to respond before the virus reached our shores. They probably used it to prop up a wobbly table somewhere. We don't know where that playbook went.
U.S. President Donald Trump was campaigning in North Carolina, where he defended his administration's handling of the pandemic.
The more testing you have, the more cases. They say cases are up. Yeah, testing is up. We have more testing than India, China, and almost every other country put together. You could say it's ridiculous. At the same time, we did a good job, but it shows a lot of cases. And that's thank you. He's a great job. We did do a great job.
Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden will square off in the final debate before the election Thursday. Nine people have died after getting flu shots in South Korea in the past week, according to authorities Wednesday, raising concerns over the vaccine safety just as the seasonal inoculation program is expended to head off potential COVID-19 complications. Despite the reports, dozens of people were seen queuing at a hospital in Seoul for flu shots. Nevertheless, some residents said that they were still worried. The director of the North Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said during a Wednesday briefing that authorities are investigating the deaths of the people who have received the shots, but so far they have found no evidence that can link the deaths to the vaccines. They added that there was no major reason to suspend the vaccination program. A NASA probe orbiting an asteroid over 100 million miles from Earth successfully snatched on Tuesday a sample from the celestial body's rocky surface to bring home for the space agency's first handful of pristine asteroid rocks. NASA's minivan-sized OSIRIS-REx spacecraft made a four-hour descent toward the rugged surface of the new asteroid, whose acorn-shaped body formed in the early days of the solar system and could hold clues to the origins of life on Earth, according to scientists. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.